Welcome back. We're really happy to welcome back to the program Kit Burke from the Quincy Animal Shelter to give us a little update on what's happening over at the Broad Street facility and plans for a bigger, better shelter up on Quarry Street in the future. So, Kit, great to see you.
Great to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, as always. Great to talk to you. Was it the 20th anniversary a couple of years ago now for the shelter?
In 2019, yes.
Yeah.
It was 20 years, and now we're on to 23 years.
Wow.
Just keeps clicking by the times.
Good thing you had the celebration then, because
there wouldn't have been one.
There wouldn't have been one, unfortunately, because of the pandemic. Yeah.
Right.
How have things been going since then?
Well, you know, we've been pretty fortunate.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the pandemic, like most places, you know, we closed to the public and we cut our volunteer staffing back to just have basically an essential team and whatnot. And, you know, that went on until probably for about 9 or so months. But, I mean, now we're back to double shifts again for the animal care. We just a couple months ago started to reopen on Saturdays 10 to 2 for the public to come in. So they can come in and, you know, see the animals, talk to our volunteers, adoption team and whatnot. We still need, if people need to surrender an animal, to call and make an appointment to do that. And if they're interested in coming to adopt, but 10 to 2 doesn't work, they'll try to set something up by appointment.
Okay, very good. I always like to ask, what's the current population at the shelter?
Well, actually, we're pretty full. We have, okay. Well, not quite 25 cats in the building,
wow.
And that's a lot for us. And dogs, we've been running consistently the last few months with, you know, about 5 or 6, which doesn't sound like a big number, but if you're in there and see how we're set up, it can be
certainly
challenging.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we just keep rolling along, you know.
Yeah, you're seeing an increased surrender animals now because of the economy.
Well, you know, people don't always tell us
why.
Truthfully,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you that we've had an increase in the last couple of months of stray dogs that aren't claimed. Stray, meaning, you know, one that still has a leash and collar on him.
Oh.
That was left at Pageant Field.
Oh.
And another one that was just a great dog that a man brought in and said that he found, and maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but no one ever called for that dog either. You know, luckily they've been good dogs, and you know, we've been able to place them, but surrendering, we've been getting more cat surrenders.
Mm.
We still have, it really started to build up during the pandemic, and it has continued with a lot of senior cats that, you know, folks are either being forced to move and they can't find within their budget a place that will take animals. Their owners have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Or animal owners that have had to go into assisted living or something
I
like
see.
That. And I think that's a very sad scenario.
Yeah,
you know, if there's any time someone
yeah.
needs their pets, it's then, but the system's just not equipped. So that has left us with folks that are passing or going into assisted living, the likelihood is their animal is much older.
Yep.
So we have a great adoption rate for senior animals if they're nice.
Okay.
If they're cranky pants, well, then they might stay with us a while longer.
Right, yeah.
But we haven't had people you know, really come in and say, well, I was working from home and I thought it would be a good idea to get a dog, but now
okay.
I'm back full time and I can't.
That's what I was curious about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, we had a
dog
that was surrendered and she's a lovely dog,
yep.
But the people said, you know, we're gone more than 10 hours a day.
Yes.
You know.
Not a great situation for a
no.
dog. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people, sometimes folks want to be very judgmental about why someone has to give up an animal, and you know, there are times you might roll your eyes, but truth be told, you know, there's a lot of folks that things change in their lives,
yeah.
And they don't anticipate that when they decide to get an animal. I had a cat come in about three weeks ago. 11 years old. The couple had had her all the while. Mm-hmm. She was not the most friendly cat with us. But I was thrilled because the man just showed up yesterday and they got housing and he took her home.
Okay.
So that was, you know, a great outcome.
Happy ending, yeah. But,
yeah.
Very nice.
So it's been busy and it's been crazy and now we're just going to start with kittens.
Spring is here.
That's
right. Kitten season is upon
us.
On top of the 25 that you already have, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, kittens at least we keep in foster homes.
Okay.
We've got a great group of folks that do foster care for us.
Great.
And that's something if people are interested in mm-hmm. learning more about, you know, they can either go on our website or they can reach out to, foster@quincyanimalshelter.org. It's something that a lot of folks like because if they know they're going on vacation in July, then they don't have to find a place for their cat because, you know, the cat comes back to us
right.
or whatever. So, you know, that might be something for some folks. And it certainly, it does such a great service for these animals. You know, kittens, last week, another agency that does a lot of work with feral cats, they had trapped a mother cat and six kittens that were 5 days old.
Wow.
I mean, their eyes weren't even open.
Yeah.
And so they brought them to us, and we were able to get them right into a foster home. But to be raised in a home environment mm-hmm. is always highly desirable.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, it makes them more social,
yeah.
you know, calmer,
yeah.
I'm sure.
So.
And I always equate fostering to being, you know, the grandparent that gets to spoil the grandkids and then send them on their way.
There you go. That's true, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, we provide all the food, litter, anything that
right.
they will need for the animals. You know, they just, they provide the nurturing.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. So. You have a whole list in front of you of things you want to talk about.
Well,
so
I thought I would jot down a couple of things. So I wouldn't forget. But, one of the things we've been talking for quite a while now about the Quarry Street location.
Yes.
It's still coming.
Okay.
In fact, I had a meeting this morning about it.
Okay, breaking news.
But because of all the activity going on in our current location
yep.
with Father Bill's new construction
yep.
across the street and the city starting with some of the public safety complex, we have to move in an interim.
Yes.
We have to go to a temporary location.
Yep.
And that's been talked about for a while,
yep.
but I think it was a challenge for the city to find a place to relocate us to.
It was, yeah. The mayor admitted that in public. That
right.
It's just
so,
no place to find. You can't put you in an office with animals.
No, exactly.
You know?
You can't. And so they now, there is a, I don't know what this building was previously used for. It's nothing to look at from the outside,
mm-hmm.
but it's being all redone inside.
Okay.
And it is down on East Quantum Street. It is loosely behind the Kennedy Center and that complex, I think it's the Moorings.
Yep.
We'll be neighbors of Bruce Ayer's family auto business.
Oh, okay, sure.
All I know is that the plan is that this spring.
Okay.
You know, they're not quite ready. So, you know, we've started, you can't have a hard plan when you don't have a date. But there are definitely things that we know we need to purge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that brings up something. People are very generous to us and have been. And that's what's made it possible for us to survive. But we really need to plead with the public for the next few months to please, you know, don't bring us towels, don't bring us, bags of food and whatnot. We just need to, because we have to move this stuff.
Right. Yep.
And so while we surely appreciate all their generosity and support, we're just going to ask them to, you know, take a break,
okay.
please. Let us get resituated, and then we'll welcome them and their donations to our temporary new location.
Okay, I'm sure there'll be an announcement when that's
yeah.
official,
yeah.
right?
I mean,
okay.
it's it's hard to say no thank you because people have been so kind to us.
Well, maybe just say not right now.
That's exactly what it is. You know, it's just we just need to take a break and and.
Well, it's just more stuff to move, unfortunately.
Well, I know.
You know, and
I know.
I mean, your volunteers already are overtaxed, so that would just add to the burden.
So if people will understand that. And so on the topic of this move, we are also looking to have, the target date is the end of April. The April 30th has been thrown out there, but I'm going to tell people to, you know, check on our website and social media outlets for confirmation of the date. But we're going to do kind of a clean out sale.
Oh, all right.
We did this a couple of years ago.
I remember, yeah.
And instead of running it like a yard sale and pricing things and whatnot, we just decided to say to, we put whatever we were looking to sell and just ask people to make a donation.
Right. Yeah.
And it worked out beautifully because, frankly, some of what people donated was more than I ever would have priced the item at.
Sure, yeah.
But it also, you know, I would hate to think that somebody could use something and maybe over $2, they, you know, it's just
they
not
They say, so. Oh, I can't afford that, yeah.
So,
right, yeah.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
I mean, most of this, you know, has been donated or that we've had and we just have an abundance. And I'm talking about things like we will probably have dog collars and leashes.
Mm-hmm.
We get donations from, like, PetSmart and Petco sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of this stuff can be brand new with tags.
Surplus inventory that
you know?
They have. Yeah. Okay.
So we're hoping to do that, weather permitting.
At the Broad Street location.
Yes, it would be at the Broad Street location.
Okay.
But we'll have more information that will follow. But
okay, let us know here at QATV. We'll put it up on the channel for you,
of course.
Definitely.
You mentioned the two dogs that got dropped at the shelter.
Yeah, you made the news, the TV news in Boston about that.
We did make the news about that. And I'm appreciative that they would run that story because we're going to have a great ending. After the little news blip ran, we heard from probably a half dozen people that knew the dogs.
Oh, okay. We have a picture of them, actually, we can show folks.
And Cash and Lane are their names.
Cash and Lane. Which one's which?
Let's see.
Right in front of you there, kid. Okay.
Cash is the shaggier of the two, and Lane is the little guy.
Okay.
But the beauty of that story was that we learned their names, we learned their ages. That is the kind of thing that people don't always consider. It can be very hard to give up an animal, but if you just dump them, we don't know anything.
Correct.
You know, we don't know if there's medical concerns or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I would urge people, you know, don't be embarrassed. If you need to work with us, that's part of why we're there.
Right.
But these two guys, it turns out the little guy is 12 years old. The vet had thought they were closer to six because they were in good shape.
Okay.
But,
so they've been well cared for.
Yeah. And Cash, the bigger dog, is about 9 or 10. And the owner actually reached out. Sergeant Tapper, Jennifer Tapper from the police, really helped us out a lot. And she did, it was embarrassing for the woman.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think she meant well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she just didn't know what else to do.
Right, okay.
Things had, you know, just gotten too much in her life. And, you know, we're happy to help, but
you need some help to help, right?
We need some info.
Yeah.
So Sergeant Tapper was able to get the dog signed over to us. We were able to get them vetted. They were in pretty good shape. There was a couple of things that we had thought were wounds when they came in. One was like an abscess. So it was just a medical thing that was readily cared for. So that was good. But we knew quickly that these dogs had to be placed together. And that could have been a tall order for two senior dogs.
Right.
But, you know, people have reached out and they've actually been for about a month now in a foster home.
Oh.
With a couple that they had come in to see another dog, and that dog was no longer available. And I think they were just taken by the story
yeah.
of these two older dogs that, you know, we really needed them to stay together and stuff. So the little guy, Lane, is he's all good to go. Cash needs a little dental that he's getting in a couple of weeks,
okay.
and then they'll be finalized. So that's a great ending for these dogs.
So they flunked fostering, basically.
Well,
and they're going to take them.
I think that they really took them on with what we call foster to adopt.
Yes.
They planned
okay.
to do that. But
nice.
Yes, we have foster failures.
That's
yes.
a great story. That's a great story.
Yeah, and it was really thanks to, you know, a lot of people from the public that expressed concern for these animals.
Mm-hmm.
We had some folks make financial donations to mm-hmm. go to their care. And people that knew some of their history and whatnot, you know, they didn't put it on the front page, which was good,
mm-hmm.
But they did reach out to me and whatnot and said, you know, I know who the owner is, I know what the dogs' names are and whatnot,
okay.
and I think we were able to protect the owner's privacy. You know, we're not in the business of judging, but
mm-hmm.
but we were able to take care of those animals.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
Right. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's
it,
a great story. I know we're in April now of 2022, but you do have calendars for sale.
Yeah. Actually, I think they're wrapped up for this year.
Oh, they are. Okay.
We did a little different. We haven't done a calendar in some years.
Yeah.
And this time it went out that people were encouraged to submit photos
right.
of their pets.
Right.
There was an admission fee, if you will.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then they put it out to like public vote on Facebook, I think. And the most votes got one of the 12 months.
Okay.
But what they were able to do with the layout that I think I really thought it looked good, but
yeah.
it also made everybody happy that had submitted an animal, and that is that on the front cover and on the back are smaller pictures of all the animals
oh.
that were submitted.
Oh, everybody wins.
Yeah.
Everybody gets
yeah.
it. Okay, here's
so,
a picture of the front cover. Folks
so that was,
it.
It was fun,
yeah.
and the response was good. We probably, after expenses, we probably took in $5,000 or $6,000
nice.
For that. So that was great.
Good, good.
And we'll look to do another one.
Okay, so. That's good to know for
yeah.
sure. We're running out of time, but I want to ask you any events coming up for the shelter that we should talk
no,
about?
No,
okay.
not.
Just because of what's going on with the pandemic? Yeah,
yeah. We're between juggling the move and this yeah. and that. What our longer range plan would be that is once we get into the temporary location, we want to be able to have an open house,
okay.
open that up. You know, have some raffles and stuff
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
And hopefully the weather, you know, the time of year will be good
by
for
then.
That.
Yeah,
so,
I think so.
So just tell people stay tuned and hang in there with us.
Yeah. Any sense right now for when the new shelter will be?
I mentioned I was at a meeting this morning.
Yeah.
The goal, assuming that they get the funding that they need, the additional funding
yes.
from the city, is that they would look to break ground the end of the summer with the intention of having foundations poured and stuff before it gets frozen.
Okay.
And the guesstimate from that point to completion is anywhere from 14 months to 18 months.
Okay.
Could go as long as 2 years.
Okay. So,
you know,
time will tell. Yeah.
But, you know, we'll still be doing what we do.
Right. Appreciate it, Kit. Always great to talk to you.
Appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.